Welcome to Vegas World. It's time to party. I'm your most excellent host, JC Vega. We're diving right into it, folks, because I got a lot to say about this particular topic. Captain America, Brave New World. You know, for months, I heard this movie's bad. It's one of the worst ever, which can't be true because Thor, Love and Thunder is out there. And you can't fight me on that. It's categorically the worst Marvel movie ever. The worst Thor movie ever. You're wrong if you think otherwise. Anyways, it's been through 4 or 5 different sets of reshoots. Test audiences hated it so much that they reshot it again, and it cost $440 million in this last set of reshoots alone. Giancarlo Esposito was plucked out of nowhere to be the villain to drum up interest because, oh, it was so bad, and they want to use all the star power they can. I've heard all the criticisms from up and down the board, from non-biased to uber-biased. And I have to say, this film is okay. It's not great. It's not horrible. It's not Eternals bad or Thor Love and Thunder bad. And it's not Captain America Winter Soldier good. It's fine. It wouldn't have been my first choice as the first outing for Sam Wilson as Captain America in a feature film. I would have loved more focus on his internal struggle with the fact that he wants to live up to the mantle and the ideals of what Captain America is without taking the super soldier serum and using what his gifts are and all that, as well as the fact that, you know, Thunderbolt Ross is trying to do things differently and leave a different legacy and show people that he's not the man that they think he is. That was interesting. I don't necessarily agree with the fact that they chose to continue a storyline from a movie that's from 17 years ago that hasn't barely been referenced at all, if any, ever since Phase 2. You know, I mean, the Celestials, I don't know necessarily why they were there. I mean, I get they wanted to include Adamantium. I don't know why they are together, so to speak, in that regard, or why they both need, why the Adamantium needed to be byproduct of the Celestial, but hey, I mean, whatever, I guess kill two birds with one stone, right? That wouldn't have been the way I go. I loved the political thriller aspect. That's another thing too. They were like, oh, they didn't use the Marvel pages at the beginning, the big Marvel logo at the beginning. That means they don't believe in this film. No, it's trying to fit the tone of the spy thriller genre they were going for, and it was a serious film. I'll give them that. They didn't have too much of the standard Marvel quippy, lighthearted jokes. Like, I'm so sick of every character of the MCU being Tony Stark light when it comes to the jokes. Like, I don't mind a little levity and some poking fun at, like, oh yeah, this is kind of silly in the comics, right? Or just what have you. I mean, it's a comic book movie. It's going to be inherently silly in some aspects, but we don't need to be beaten over the head with that fact all the time in the jokes. However, all right, a lot of the people, a lot of YouTube reviewers, the reason they don't like this movie is not for the fact that, oh, it's a poorly told story. No, for some of them, the reason they hate this film so much is because of the fact that Captain America is black. Nerderotic frequently called him Captain African America. And the Critical Drinker called him Black Ant Falcon Man, because there's only one Captain America in my book, and that's Steve Rogers. Those types of people danced around the fact that they don't like black people with the way they talked about Sam Wilson and stuff. You know, they pretty much said it except without using the N-word. You know, that's stupid and horrible. You should probably reevaluate your life's choices. I get you're trying to make money, and your grift and your money-making ways is to cater to the lonely incel, you know, I'm white and I'm persecuted crowd. Fine, I guess. If that's really how you want to make your money, you do you, boo-boo. But yeah, I knew when Endgame happened and Sam Wilson got the shield that a lot of people were going to hate that fact, because why'd you give it to him? Oh, no, Captain America's can't be black man. Oh, this is a DEI hire. My Captain America's white. Hashtag not my Captain America. Like, it's so stupid. I get there are people like that out there in the world. It is sad. It's a sad fact. It's, you know, you can't change it in a sense, because, you know, there are going to be evil people in the world, or people who aren't necessarily the brightest or open-minded, I guess. I'm trying to maybe dance around it a little bit, but they're just stupid people. And it's just pathetic that that was the big gripe, and that they try to hide behind it with it being, oh, we're criticizing the film, we're not criticizing Anthony Mackie, or the fact that Anthony Mackie is a black man. And Falcon Winter Soldier kind of touched on that fact in a sense, especially with the Isaiah Bradley character being disgusted in a sense that Sam Wilson would take up the mantle of Captain America after everything that's happened to him. And let's be honest, America has a very horrible history when it comes to racism. I mean, slavery, Jim Crow, the Tuskegee experiments, where they gave African Americans syphilis and experimented on them in that sense. It's not just in fiction where they take a black man and give him the super soldier serum and then lock him up and experiment him on him. They touched on that sort of racial stuff, and a lot of people hated it for the fact that they did that, or that the big speech at the end of the Falcon and Winter Soldier where Sam's like, "You have to do better, Senator." In a sense, it's been a while since I've seen that scene. I remember it could have been done a little bit better, possibly, or they could have delivered it differently, I guess you could say. But I get what they were going for, right? I feel like we all should, even the grifters who want to believe that, oh, this isn't true, but come on now. But yeah, it's so sad that a lot of people are just hating on this film for the simple fact that Captain America is black. It's in the comics. It's happened. Mantles change all the time. No one says, oh, Tim Drake's not a real Robin. So why is that the fact when it comes to Captain America? And that extends even to the Spider-Man stuff with like, oh, Miles Morales isn't really Spider-Man. Why don't they call him Spider-Man Black? Spider-Man Brooklyn? Blah, 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 blah. Like, it's pathetic. And racism is pathetic. And again, I understand that that's life in a sense. You're never going to end racism as much as we would all love to be harmonious and no ills in the world. There is good and evil, right or wrong, whatever, it happens. It's just really pathetic that it's kind of their thinly veiled criticism for the movie, and that's how they're rolling with it, even though they're not saying their racism out loud. It's in the subtext and what they're saying. It's the underlining theme in a sense. And it's totally justifiable to have criticisms of the movie. I have them. Like I introduced them earlier. But let's be real about a majority of the think pieces and the reviews on these films, like from people like Nerdrotic and The Critical Drinker. This isn't a hit piece. I'm not trying to dunk on anybody or like go after them or start some weird podcast YouTube feud. That's not what I'm about. And this show isn't about being political. I don't subscribe to Republican or Democratic ideologies. I don't think either party ultimately is out for our best interests in a sense. But that's not what this show is about. But this is just the thing that's been so evident in a lot of the reviews and criticisms of this movie. And maybe I feel that way because, negativity sells, right? And that's how you get the views, and that's going to be the loudest voice in the room, like, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, they all thrive on negativity, and that's what's going to be pushed out there. And yeah, that's going to be the one you see the most. Again, I've tried to watch from all different people, not just the ones that are known as grifters and all that. I tried to find reputable critics and look at their views on it. Like Double Toasted, it's one of the ones I liked. Snarky J was another one, who didn't necessarily like the movie that I can respect her opinion on it. But like Nerdrotic and Critical Drinker, yeah, I can't jive with what they're selling, I wish though we had more focus on Sam Wilson and his story. He was there, but I feel that this was heavily Incredible Hulk sequel. I mean, given that the leader is the main villain in this film, but it's just odd though that this was the one they chose with everything else, like with Secret Invasion going on and the stinger that they had at the end of the Falcon and Winter Soldier. Sharon Carter is a power broker. They could have played more with that. Not necessarily make it the main part of the story, but, you know, developing that more for future Captain America sequels. Because I feel like Sam and Bucky are going to have to deal with that at some point, right? You would think. Hopefully not 17 years from now, like they did with the leader. But, you know, maybe it's going to be in Thunderbolts. I just got to wait and see, I guess. But another point that came up in all of this, the nothing controversy that these grifters took the remarks of Anthony Mackie on a press junket where he said, Captain America, I don't think necessarily represents America. And they took his words and ran with it to the extremes of like, oh, he hates the military. He's not a proud American, where he had to come out and say, you know, I support the troops. I'm a proud American. But I think what he was trying to say is that the mantle, Captain America, and what that represents doesn't necessarily reflect a current administration's portrayal of what America is or what America could be in its current form. It's supposed to be the idealistic version of what America is and what America stands for. And again, these grifters took it and ran with it and made a lot of something out of nothing that was completely nonsensical. Now, enough on this topic. I feel like I've said my piece on it. You can feel however you want about it. I don't care. This is how I feel. And I'm gonna speak on it. Again, this isn't to dunk on anybody. I'm not trying to start a feud with Nerdrotic or the Critical Drinker, whoever has disagreeing views or sentiments I share. It's not what this podcast is about. It's not what my career is about. I just felt like this had to be said because it just was such a big, loud talking point that I felt I wanted to weigh in on it. And now for the more lighthearted fun stuff. Reacher season 3 is out. And man, I love this show. Season 1, when Jack Reacher shows up to Margrave, a man is dead, and here's this drifter who no one knows is in town. With this same time, this other man is dead. It's really suspicious, and it's this whole political corporate mystery going on. And the more you learn, the more it's fascinating. Gets deeper and deeper into something crazy going on. That was great. Loved Alan Ritchson as Reacher. He plays the role tremendously. He was born to play Reacher. Season 2 was fun to watch, but it lacked the cohesiveness and I think the mystery that season 1 had, because it felt like all the cards were on the table for this one in a sense. But season 3 is a return to form. It is up there with season 1 for me. You know, Reacher goes undercover with the DEA to find this gun runner, a man who he has history with, and it's personal for Reacher. He seems more out for revenge. And, you know, as we go on, we're gonna learn why. But as I think we're on episode 6 now, I think I could be wrong. Sorry. But we're getting close to the end of the series, or the season rather, and it's so good. And I hate that Amazon Prime is doing the weekly schedule with this. I know that's how TV used to be done, and I'm spoiled now with streaming and how everything's accessible in the moment, but man, I can't wait for Thursday to roll around and see what happens next. And I don't know, man. It's funny. I heard Double Toasted say that Reacher seems autistic in this season, and how maybe it was kind of hinted at before, but like it's really put on full blast here. And I kind of see it. I don't necessarily think the character Reacher is supposed to be on the spectrum, but he does make some interesting choices that it's like, I don't think people like you and I would make that decision or would react that way to a situation. But man, no, he's so good in this role. It's chef's kiss, man. Chef's kiss. Great, great television. I don't want to get too deep into spoilers on this. You're just gonna have to watch it for yourself, but it is a step up from the last season. And I can't wait to talk about it in full once it's all done. Invincible, I'm catching up on that. It's fun too. I think it's also better than the previous season. The season 2 for me was kind of all over the place. It didn't feel as tight and cohesive as the first season, but it's really intriguing. I'm gonna have to rewatch it again when it's the season's over, and I'll give a more in-depth view on my thoughts on it and expand upon the story for the season. But yeah, no, it's a lot of fun, man. It's a lot of fun. Robert Kirkman does not miss with his TV adaptions of his shows. You know, well, I mean, Scott Gimple kind of, messed it up a little bit in The Walking Dead, but that's neither here nor there. Anyways, the main event, the big talking point, the what everyone's come here to listen to, I'm sure. Daredevil, Born Again. Mr. Matt Murdock. Daredevil is in the MCU proper, although the Netflix series is technically part of the MCU. They alluded to events of the film franchises, even though the movies didn't necessarily reference them, but Netflix was working under the presumption that it was part of the MCU. But now, Daredevil is MCU proper, I guess we're gonna say, if it's on Disney Plus and that he showed up in Spider-Man No Way Home and all that stuff. And a lot of people are wondering, will it live up to the previous seasons of Daredevil? Will it be like the Netflix show? Will Disney allow it to be dark and gritty? Or will they Disney-fy it and MCU it up and not be as intense as it was? And boy, they answered that straight out of the gate in that opening scene. Oh man, I was not ready for that. I was not expecting that. It's a bold choice that they did that. This next part isn't a spoiler. I mean, it's in the trailer and they've hinted at it in Echo and such, but Wilson Fisk is running for mayor of New York City and he becomes the mayor of New York City. And that's a fun road to go down. They've done it in the comic books. A lot of people think that this is a reference to Trump. And speaking of that, also, they kind of mentioned that Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross. I mean, when I say they, I mean the grifters and the detractors say that, oh, Thunderbolt Ross was definitely a stand-in for Trump, even though Trump wasn't in office when that film was being shot and no one had any clue that he was going to win the election. And this is not that either, though. I mean, what's it say about our current political climate when a fictional character in Wilson Fisk, who is a convicted felon, is being compared to our president, Donald Trump? But I'm not touching that. That's neither here nor there. Point being is that for me, the hype has been lived up to. They have kept the tone of the Netflix Daredevil series. They've hinted that that is a part of the MCU Daredevil's history. It is a continuation, but they also are gonna go in a different direction and bring it more focused into the Marvel universe. And Charlie Cox, man, is fantastic. He was destined to play the role of Matt Murdock. Vincent D'Onofrio kills it as Wilson Fisk. He still has that almost childish qualities that he had in season one. Hector Ayalas, the White Tiger, played by Kamara de los Reyes. He did phenomenal in his two episodes. The actor passed away of cancer not too long ago, and episode two was dedicated to him, but tremendous job, and the fact that he's a vigilante out there working, and Matt Murdock is conflicted with his role in New York as, himself, Matt Murdock, a lawyer, and Daredevil. It's an interesting dichotomy, and the fact that the why he wants to represent him. The one thing that I was surprised about is that we are getting hints that cops are misusing the Punisher iconography, and it's kind of mirroring what happens in real life. People who are supportive of veterans or police, they use that and completely miss the mark on what the Punisher is and his ideology, what he stands for. And the fact that they're using that in the MCU and dealing with the racial undertones of the use of that iconography, it's very fascinating to me, and I hope they stick the landing on it. It'll be very fascinating to see how Frank Castle, Jon Bernthal, deals with this and confronts it in the MCU and how audiences will react to that, because I know there are going to be some people with some strong opinions on that, as we've talked about with Captain America, Brave New World, and Anthony Mackie being Captain America. And I mean, yeah, again, in real life, people you misuse that Punisher iconography to for something that it's not meant to be. I saw some complaints about people were like, why didn't they address this from previous seasons? Why didn't they do this? Why did they do that? And it's like, guys, we are only two episodes in. Episode three came out this past Tuesday. Again, I hate the model of waiting a week. I get it. It's standard in television. That's how it's always been before the age of streaming. But I want it and I need it now. Now, it's not going to tackle the comic book born again. I appreciate the use of the name because it is identifiable to comic book fans. And I mean, essentially, it is born again because it's in the MCU proper. And Matt Murdock's struggle with his who he is as a person and what he wants to be is it's been in the forefront of the Netflix Daredevil. It's going to be in the forefront of this. It's great television, and it is return to form for Marvel. I keep saying that every now and again with good projects, but it's really good, and I can't wait to see how if they incorporate any more of the Defenders into the MCU proper. I mean, even Marvel has released a timeline into which where the Defender saga fits into the MCU. I mean, it takes place in phase three before the snap and everything. Because, I mean, how do you explain the gap or their involvement or lack thereof with the Avengers and everything else if it's not in the season or if it's in the phases after the snap or during the snap? You know, that's a whole nother can of worms to deal with. And then, again, the original Daredevil talks about the Avengers storyline, you know, with the Chitauri and all that and how New York has become a free for all for that kind of technology, and people want to capitalize off of the misfortune of others. But yeah, man, now it lives up to the hype, and I think it's going to stick the landing. I been seeing that we're not going to see Daredevil proper for a few episodes, but I mean, the original series was a courtroom drama to begin with, so this is not really any different. And I think at some point I'm gonna do a rewatch of the Defender saga. Like I'm rewatching Daredevil season one right now. I was hoping to do it to watch the whole series before Born Again debuted, but that was not to be. But it'll be fun to like go back and watch that. I'm probably gonna do it in the chronological order of how the Defender saga is supposed to be. Like I read an article where it says Daredevil season one is first Jessica Jones, then Luke Cage, then Iron Fist, then season two of Daredevil and such and such. So I'm gonna go through that one day and go back for either, I guess, nostalgia or just for the fun of doing it. 'Cause why not, right? Speaking of nostalgia, random aside, aside from the fact that I've been watching Daredevil and Reacher and Invincible, I've decided to watch Hercules, The Legend Continues, the Kevin Sorbo show. You know, say what you want about the actor. That's not what this is about. But I remember watching that show all the time as a kid and Xena, and I saw that it was on Prime. So I've been going back and watching it, and I did not remember how campy the show was and how the acting is maybe not necessarily great, but hey, it's got its charm. And again, I would watch that all the time as a kid. So that's a little fun aside. Next week, I'm going to be talking about Power Rangers Prime and the new IDW Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series. It's a continuation of the previous storylines in a sense, but it's a reboot. So I'm going to get more in depth on that. The week after that, Caden Green and Aaron Nova will return to Vega's World, where we will continue our Three Ninjas watch along with Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain. And then after that, we're going to be watching Double Dragons as a part of our 90s watch along. So we hope you join us for that. And I think that covers everything I wanted to talk about. This is going to be a shorter episode. Last one was over 2 hours, and the one before that was almost an hour. But I don't think you're going to complain about a short episode. I know I won't. But that's just the nature of the beast, you know? When you got something that you're passionate about, you'll talk for a lengthy bit of time, and I'm not gonna bore you to death and going for a super long time. because that wouldn't be fun for me. That won't be fun for you. But nonetheless, I'm rambling on. That's it for this week. I am JC Vega. You can find me at the JC Vega on all social media platforms. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com and buy some of my merchandise. Leave your questions, compliments, or recommendations at VegasWorldPodcast@gmail.com or at VegasWorldPod on Instagram. Give us some of your recommendations on TV shows or movies, whether it be 80s, 90s, 70s, or whatever that you would like us to watch or review. And that'll about do it for this week. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. Party on, folks.